Diplomats have now finished dotting the I's and crossing the T's on a fresh round of sanctions against Russia. The new restrictions include a ban on the provision of accounting or consultancy services to Russia by EU firms, taking three Russian public broadcasters off of EU airwaves, and placing asset freezes on family members of several Kremlin officials. The most politically contentious part of the package is a partial embargo on Russian oil. The final agreement covers about two-thirds of the oil the EU currently imports from Russia, but leaves pipeline oil deliveries exempt for now. The head of the Russian Orthodox Church was originally on the sanctions list, accused of spreading disinformation and providing moral justifications for the invasion of Ukraine. But in a last-minute change, Hungary insisted his name was taken off the list, arguing that it was a matter of religious freedom. Russia has previously compared EU sanctions to robbery. Brussels says the idea is to limit the Kremlin's ability to finance its attacks on Ukraine. Rosie Burchard, Brussels.